This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Recovery crews in Hawaii are likely to find between 10 and 20 more victims per day, the state's governor has said, meaning the toll from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century is expected to rise sharply. At least 96 people are already confirmed to have died, but Governor Josh Green said emergency responders with cadaver dogs will need more than a week to work their way through hundreds of homes and burned-out vehicles in the hardest-hit area. The U.S. State Department said on Monday it was incredibly dismayed by reports of possible prosecution against Niger's ousted President Mohamed Bazoum.
This action is completely unwarranted and unjustified, and candidly, it will not contribute to a peaceful resolution of this crisis. It is a further affront, in our opinion, to democracy and justice and to the respect of the rule of law.
Spokesman Vedant Patel. Ukraine on Monday condemned what it called provocative Russian actions a day after Moscow said one of its warships fired warning shots at a cargo vessel in the Black Sea. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Russia said one of its patrol ships fired warning shots at the Shukru Okan cargo vessel after the ship's captain failed to respond to a request to halt for an inspection. Moscow has said it would treat any ships approaching Ukrainian ports as potential military vessels. The incident marks the first time that Russia has fired on merchant shipping beyond Ukraine since it left a UN-brokered deal last month that allowed the safe passage of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea. Kyiv has called for decisive countermeasures by the international community and branded the incident a gross violation of international law.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. This is VOA News. The Russian ruble has reached its lowest value since the early weeks of the war in Ukraine as Moscow increases military spending and Western sanctions weigh on its energy exports. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Russia's central bank announced that it will hold an emergency meeting Tuesday to review its key interest rate. The Russian currency passed 101 rubles to the dollar Monday, continuing a more than 25% decline in its value since the beginning of the year. The ruble recovered slightly after the central bank's announcement. President Vladimir Putin's economic advisor blamed the weak ruble on loose monetary policy in an op-ed for state news agency TASS. Analysts say the weakening of the ruble is being driven by increased defense spending, leading imports to rise and falling exports, particularly in the oil and natural gas sector. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
At least 58 people were killed, 9 of them in a temple collapse, and many more feared missing after intense rains caused floods and landslides in India, officials said Monday. Days of torrential downpours have washed away vehicles, demolished buildings, and destroyed bridges in two northern Himalayan states. Flooding and landslides are common and cause widespread devastation during India's treacherous monsoon season. But experts say climate change is increasing their frequency and severity. Italy has marked the 5th anniversary of a bridge collapse with a ceremony and demands for justice for the 43 people and killed in what authorities say was an example of greed-fueled negligence. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Italian Infrastructure Minister Matteo Salvini, who represented the government at the Genoa ceremony, tells relatives of victims, local residents and authorities that the dozens who plunged to their deaths weren't victims of an accident or a natural disaster. They did not die because of a misfortune, nor because of climate change, but because of man's greed. And I am counting on that for this greediness, someone will pay the price in honor of these 43 victims. Prosecutors allege the defendants knew the bridge, which was built in the 1960s, was at risk of collapsing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Chief of Naval Operations stepped down Monday, leaving an unprecedented 3 branches of the country's military without confirmed leaders due to a standoff with a single senator over the U.S. Defense Department's abortion policy. Senator Tommy Tuberville, a Republican, is stalling the approval of more than 300 nominees to protest efforts to assist troops who must travel to receive reproductive health care. I'm Joe Ramsey.